Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." Psalm 14:1. These words struck me as I read them. In some versions, the words, "there is," are in italics, demonstrating that they are supplied to help the meaning. The worldview of the fool is, "No God." Many of us are very familiar with that concept, but what leaped off the page were the words, "in his heart." Proclaimed atheists and agnostics are not the only fools who deny or doubt the existence of God in their lives. Fools can profess to know Christ, be very religious, be active in an evangelical fundamental church. The fool can appear very righteous and say all the right things. All of this fits the picture God gives us throughout Scripture. What we say with our lips often does not match what we are saying in our hearts. Isaiah 29:13. The Lord says, "These people worship me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, and their worship of me is based on rules made by humans." Friends, please do not miss this point. These people worshiped and honored God. They did that Sabbath after Sabbath, but they did not have a clue as to what was going on in their hearts. One day we will all see the reality of our lives as God does, and He will fully reveal what we say in our hearts. In Scripture, this time is expressed over and over again as "on that day" or "in that day." What I have tried to emphasize this week is the fact that reading or studying our Bibles does not prepare us for that day unless our reading and studying causes us to live the words, to do the Father's will. Hebrews 3:7, as the Holy Spirit says, "If you hear God speak today, don't be stubborn." Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.